This podcast replay is brought to you by EssentialMovingExperts.com. 5-star rated. 25 years of experience in the moving business. Family owned and operated. They offer free 30-day storage. Fully licensed, bonded, and insured. Mention the Big O and get $150 off. Moving was never so easy. EssentialMovingExperts.com.
All right, let's start off with the first one. Let's go with UNC in Miami because I'm still trying to figure out what the hell Vegas knows over us, because I would never have figured that Miami was going to be favored by 4 points in this game. Maybe even, maybe a point, but probably UNC favored by a point or two, because that offense is lighting it up, Manny. Miami has no secondary. I think my grandmother can get behind that secondary. DJ Ivy must have naked pictures of somebody in that coaching staff, because they keep putting him out there every single week, and he keeps, you know, looking like Paul Warfield. J.B. Brown, or what was the other one that I'm trying? Paul Langford, not Warfield. Paul Langford for the Dolphins. Number 44, one of the best toast artists that you'll ever remember. Just give him some butter and then move on. So talk to me here, dude. What the hell? I can't explain this one. What do they know that we don't?
Well, they must be giving Kevin Steele some credit left over from his days at Auburn, because when he went head-to-head with Phil Longo, and Phil Longo was the coordinator at Ole Miss, he beat him 2 years in a row in 2017 and 2018. And, you know, Phil Longo had some good receivers there, A.J. Brown, D.K. Metcalf, Van Jefferson. Those guys turned out to be pretty good players, made it to the NFL, and yet, you know, somehow, some way, Kevin Steele and that Auburn defense were able to slow guys down. So maybe that's it. Maybe they're going on that history. But I agree with you, O. I don't see how you could pick Miami in this game to be a favorite, much less win. I think just all the momentum is in North Carolina's favor. They played their best game of the season. They're coming off of that a few days ago, against Virginia Tech, where they held them to under 100 yards rushing. So, and they've got talent on that defense. They've just got a lot of young players on that defense that have to sort of figure things out. So, and Drake May's fourth in the country in quarterback rating right now. I mean, this is a kid who's in his first year, 19 touchdowns, one interception, just running an efficient high-scoring offense. And I don't see what Las Vegas knows unless, again, like I told you earlier today, unless Miami's unveiling the Wildcat on Saturday, they're just going to hold on to the ball for 50 minutes and somehow keep the North Carolina offense off the field. I don't see how Miami should be favored in this.
And you talked a little bit about it at the start of the show. They are littered with injuries all over the place on this team. So they're not very good, and yet they're going to be missing some of their better players.
Yeah, and really, you know, the injuries I'm looking for, Tyreek Stevenson, who's their number one cornerback, you know, I heard last week that it wasn't a good situation for him. We'll see. The coaches are the best coverage and the best blocking that I've seen from Miami all season happened on Monday when the coaches were covering up the injuries. They just did not want to talk about it. The stiff arms we got from them were unbelievable. We'll find out Saturday soon enough. But, yes, Tyreek Stevenson, Daryl Porter, who should probably be their number two cornerback, was kind of building towards that. I don't know where he's at in his injury. He kind of messed up his shoulder. You got the two running backs. You got Elijah Royal. Those five guys could all be out this week. And if that's the case, even a bigger, tougher task for the team.
That's and by the way, any other nuggets in this matchup that you're worried about that Canes fans should be looking at, or something that you like in this matchup that you think they could take advantage of?
Well, I mean, the one thing North Carolina has sort of struggled with all season is the running game in terms of stopping it. I mentioned that they had their best, you know, run performance against Virginia Tech. If Thad Franklin can run the ball successfully, and I think he can, I mean, Miami was running the ball well until they ran into Middle Tennessee State. But if they can get back to being that kind of a team, I think that's the key to victory here. You're going to need Tyler Van Dyke to make some big plays here and there. But I think the key really is just to keep North Carolina's offense off the field as much as you can, sort of disrupt their rhythm. Because what happens is, you know, their defense gives up points so quickly, the offense never really has to worry about it. They're right back out there. So I think, you know, for Miami's case, playing some ball control might be the key to disrupting them. I think that's the key to the game for Miami.
Yeah, if they can punish them with Thad, maybe they got a shot there to keep that offense, you know, off the field a little bit there. All right. Give me this. Give me the pick. Miami is favored by 4, the over and under 66.
Yeah.
What do you like here in this game?
I would take North Carolina. I'm going to be conservative here. I'm going to say 42-28 UNC. I think Miami's offense scores some points. I think Tyler Van Dyke plays better. I just think Miami's not good enough to win this game.